Next item on the agenda is public hearing to amend initial inventory of ungraded shores of the sea, marsh, and meadowlands at Al. Mr. Badger.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. For 11 more minutes.
Okay. Maybe we can make it.
I'm counting on you, Hank.
All right. I can either go through some background here since this is the first time.
Yeah, sure.
I can go forward just a little
bit. Get off of Mr. Hur. Sure.
Long one. Thank you.
I think we dealt with it.
I wasn't sure if we had dealt with it or not.
We have. Believe me.
There it is.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, we sure do. Good luck.
This is to amend the initial inventory of ungraded shores of the sea, marsh, and meadowlands in order to establish the meets and bounds boundary between the property of the Commonwealth and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at the Eastern Shore Natural Wildlife Refuge near Wise Point in Lower Northampton County. I'm going to do a little background just because it's the first time we've addressed this issue, and we'll probably be addressing more inventory amendments in the future. Back in 1988, between VIMS and support from the Virginia Marine Resources Surveying staff, we identified and inventoried 28,507 acres of unclaimed and ungranted state marshes and meadowlands on the eastern shore of Virginia. 27,722 acres on the seaside and 785 acres on the bayside. Most of this land is marsh. There is a little bit of uplands and some fringe marshes. And now, because of erosion on the seaside of the eastern shore, there's actually some beaches. The initial inventory maps were filed in the clerk's office in both Accomack and Northampton County in 1992. In 1995, the General Assembly enacted legislation that became Chapter 15 of Title 28.2 of the Code, which is the ungranted shores of the sea, marshes, and meadowlands, which provides for the protection and management of these lands and their relative related resource values. The Marine Resources Commission was designated the lead agency to manage the ungranted lands on the eastern shore, along with Virginia Coastal Land Management Advisory Council. The council is charged with advising the commission on issues related to the management and development of a management plan. It consists of six citizen members appointed by the governor, plus the director of the DCR and Game and Inland Fish, as well as the commissioner of the Marine Resources, are their designated. A management plan was created in 1999. The commission adopted the management plan for the ungranted state lands of Virginia. Quad sheet showing the location in general of this particular project is right here. And I guess I need to say what the issue is, which is U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has requested the establishment of a boundary line agreement between the wildlife property and the ungranted state lands near Wise Point. And this is based on research by their surveyor, who is licensed, that they provided a boundary line agreement survey showing the proposed alignment. Again, this is Chesapeake Bay to your left, Smith Island, Atlantic Ocean, Fisherman's Island, Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, and the Federal Channel is right through here. 2007 aerial, again showing the Federal Cut, Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, Fisherman's Island. The area in question is in this general area right here inside the circle. And this is from our state lands inventory map. That was recorded in 1992 in blue. As you can see, it's fairly well defined here where Raccoon Creek used to come or comes through. But then as these islands rolled back and adjoined themselves to Fee Simple property, which is now owned by Fish and Wildlife, the gut or the creek closed up, and it's very difficult or basically impossible to determine that line anymore.
Right.
This is just some background. This was back in 1957 before they actually put the Federal Channel through here. As you can see, there were state marshes offshore. Raccoon Creek came through, and this was all the other area here was owned by Fee Simple. And as time passed, these islands rolled back onto this line here. This is an early 1960 map, which is what we call a T-map, and this is right before the cut was dredged out. Here you can see these marshes over here were still in position. Again, this rolled back and attached themselves. Just 2007, as you can see, state lands comes through here, which is not much of an issue, but once you start getting down into here, defining that line became more and more of a problem. This is basically what is owned by the contract now. That's approximately 130 acres. And what is being advertised today for amendment is between A and B, because the rest of this is owned by the Commonwealth here. The Fish and Wildlife property is this black line, which they thought continued all the way down here, but once they looked at our state lands maps, realized that they needed to do something and straighten this out. So we're in red is what is before you today.
Okay.
This is their survey map showing the entire parcel, the cut, and here's our A and our B. Yeah. Closer view. And it's not much of a problem because it goes down through the gut until you get to somewhere in this area where it's just a boundary line agreement here. Again, I'll just leave that up. Virginia Coastal Land Management Advisory Council has reviewed the proposed boundary line and additional map information and recommends approval of the boundary location. We have verified the location in the field and concur with the findings. As stipulated in 28.2.15.10, Commission at its regular scheduled meeting on December 15th of last year approved a request by the Commission staff to hold a public hearing at the January 26, 2010 meeting to accept comments on the proposal. To date, there's no public opposition. I will say that I had 5 phone calls late yesterday afternoon, and they were concerned that what was being brought in front of you today had something to do with the MOU or the Memorandum of Understanding on Fisherman's Island, and I assured them that it did not, and I do not believe anybody is here for that reason.
Mr. Gibbons, a good answer then.
Maybe.
Work.
Anyway, in summary and recommendation, staff has verified the location of the line in the field and concurs with the findings of the surveyor retained by the Fish and Wildlife Service to establish the boundary. As such, staff recommends the Commission approve the proposed meets and bounds boundary between the property of the Commonwealth and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at the Eastern Shore National Wildlife Refuge near Wise Point in Lower Northampton County, as stipulated by 28.2.15.10. We further recommend that the Commission designate the Commissioner or his designee to sign the meets and bounds boundary documentation.
Questions of Hank? Good morning. Mm-hmm. This situation, David, or y'all can tell me, where will the plat be recorded? Will a new plat be recorded in Northampton County on this?
Yes, on this boundary line agreement. That's what we were looking at here. That has not totally been finished because we weren't sure. First of all, it had to be approved, and we weren't sure who was going to sign for the commission.
As well as there may have been some protests that could, and that germane information, adjust it. Okay. So I guess the question I've got is, collectively, will we also be undertaking any surveying or validating or markers being placed down that will be ours as well?
Yes. What my plan is after this is taken care of and we can record their plat, mm-hmm. I'm going to come back and make a survey strictly of our portion all the way around using the documentation from A to B,
okay,
plus the rest of it, and put that to record as an adjustment to
that answers my question. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Further questions, follow up? Thanks, Hank. This is a public hearing. Anyone here in support or opposition? There being none, the matter is before the Commission for action. Susan, I'm sorry, Ms. Rice.
She came all the way over here.
Sure.
She's on medical leave.
She looks like she's back.
Well, I made her come.
Okay, she made me come.
Good to have you here, Ms. Rice.
Thank you.
Please raise your right hand if you can. Solemnly swear testimony that you give the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth self of God.
I do.
State the name for these, your name for these folks who don't know who you are.
Susan Rice. And I'm a refuge manager at the Eastern Shore of Virginia National Wildlife Refuge, and I have no opposition to what is being proposed today. I would request one change, however. In there it says Eastern Shore National Wildlife Refuge, and I would request that it be changed to the Eastern Shore of Virginia National Wildlife Refuge. But otherwise, I support what is being set before the board today.
Does that provide any problem at all, Mr. Badger?
No.
So noted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Anyone else? Now the matter is before the Commission for Action. Mr. Taggart, Eastern Shore, Virginia.
Move to adopt staff's recommendation with the notation of the Eastern Shore of Virginia Wildlife.
There's a second to the motion. Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We have completed, unless I'm mistaken, the habitat portion of the agenda, time being 12 noon. What's the pleasure of the commission as far as reconvening is concerned? 12:30 or 12:45, you name it. We will reconvene at 12:30 or thereafter, no later than 12:45.